setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, here we go, folks. The Ken Coleman Show coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. And you are joining a conversation. And this conversation is about you. Specifically, what you were created to do. So you got to figure out who you are. Then you can begin to go, this is what I was created to do. Now, where do I want to do that? How do I get there? That's the natural progression. And we lead you along in that conversation. It's a caller-driven show, 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. We're going to have some fun today. I'm extra special, extra specially fired up. On the YouTube show, which is live every day from noon Eastern time on YouTube, and then we come over to our radio and SiriusXM hour, and we podcast this hour. I just ran into a caller that just didn't have any belief. And boy, oh boy, it turned into a locker room, halftime, coaching, get after it session. And so I've already got the juice. So I'm ready to go. So if you don't know what you want to do, give me a shout. If you know what you want to do, but you know how to get there, give me a shout. If you know what you want to do, you know how to get there, but something's holding you back. Money's holding you back. Your financial situation, your relationship's holding you back. Fear's holding you back. Doubt's holding you back. Give me a call. And if you just want to move up the ladder, hey, I'm doing it, Ken. I'm on the ladder, but I want to get there faster. Let's go. I'm all about spending some time in stage five of our seven stages of meaningful work, and that's get promoted. So let's get after it. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Woodyer, California is where Corey joins us. Corey, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how are you doing today?
I am living the dream, Corey. How can I help?
Awesome. I'm trying to get clarity. Since I started my 20s, started working hard, I've been jumping from job to job, trying to figure out what I like, what I'm called to do. And I mean, I have a great thing going for me right now where I am. But I just don't feel like it's my calling or my sweet spot. So all right. I just need some help.
Well,
trying to figure that out.
Let's get after it. So what do you know? You've listened to the show long enough to call me. We're going to look at talent, passion, mission. Talent, what you do best. Passion, yes, work you love to do. Mission, results you want to contribute to this world. What do you know?
I know some of my skills. I'm definitely good with interpersonal skills. I'm good with public speaking. I'm definitely customer service. I'm great with communication. Some of my passions, I would say, would be uplifting others. Maybe.
Tell me more about this uplifting others. I know what you mean, but I want you to describe what you're doing when you say uplifting others.
Let's say I'm at work or something, and I've been following Dave Ramsey and getting out of debt with all the baby steps and everything. And some people come to work and ask me, "Hey, you know, Corey, how are you doing with this?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm doing great." And they're like, "How do you go about this? Like, how are you staying motivated?" And whenever they come to me for advice with something like that, I like to give them advice, and they go, "Oh man, that's awesome. Like, thank you so much. Like, yes. I'm really going to work on this." And it's kind of like almost like a mentor in a sense, I guess you could say.
Yeah. You know, I wrote down advising and influencing. Does that hit the spot for you?
Yeah, for sure.
You love advising and influencing others. That's a type of work. I mean, that's work. Right? See, how this works is we really boil it down. We go, I love the work of advising others. I love the work of influencing others. So then you start going, okay, well, what's that look like? Well, that could be a leader, right? In a management position. Could be a counselor. And so we see all the different types of work when we just understand the work itself. Go back to talent. The only thing I wrote down there was communication. What are the other things that you do really, really well? Hard skills, soft skills?
this is where I'm kind of like struggling to figure out. Like I said, obviously you already read it, but communication.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is a passion, but I'm really.
No. Hold on. Hold on. Okay. It's okay. I want to help you here. What you do best, that's talent. You've already given me enough. I've got advising and influencing under passion, the type of work you like to do. I want to know what you do best, talent. So let me ask you a question. Get you going here. If you're somebody who loves the work of advising and influencing, what are some talents that you would need to have, and do you have them?
I would say definitely, obviously, leadership. I believe leadership would definitely be a big one right there. I'd have to say.
So I'm going to call that persuasion. How about that?
Okay, I'm freezing up on you. Sorry.
No, it's okay, brother. So do you have the talent of discernment?
Can you explain discernment to me for real quick?
Yeah. So when people come to you for advice.
Yes.
And you give them advice.
Yes.
What's the kind of thing they say to you? Do they kind of have an aha moment? Do they go, how'd you know that? Or that's amazing that you read that. Does that ever happen to you?
Yeah, that definitely does. And then
that's discernment. That's discernment.
Okay.
The ability to discern, right, to what's going on there. Okay.
Gotcha.
And so that's what we're talking about there. So if you've got the talent of communication, the ability to persuade others to do things, the ability to discern, to see what's right, what's really going on, what's the heart of the problem. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. I'm definitely good at being able to look at both sides and try to give them a full overview of maybe what they're going through. And
good. Okay.
Sometimes I can talk them through it.
Right. So there's a little bit of analyzing going on there as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
So let's put that under passion, the work of analyzing, because the discernment is the talent. Analyzing is the work. Advising, influencing, all that, okay, needs communication, discernment, persuasion. So now that you've heard all this, why don't you stop thinking and just start talking? Just start talking right out of your heart. Now that you know what you're talented at and what work you love to do, who are the people you most want to help, the problems they have? What's the solution to their problems? What do you want? What results do you want to create? Just say it.
I want to help people. To be honest, I'd like to help people go through what I'm going through and getting out of debt, and most like, and seeing the little successes of the little victories of paying off the little debts and then going up and saying, "Oh, wow, this is actually working." And right. Seeing the mental victories that people can achieve when they set their hearts out to something.
So you're all about solutions, but you're about people solutions around money.
Because I've had some stupid 20s decisions and I'm still trying to work out of them, but it's been pretty good since I started following Dave Ramsey and everything.
Yes. So I think that's what's going on there. I think you want to create, to contribute solutions. I think you want to influence others to make change in their life financially. So a couple ways you can do that, right? Several ways you could do that. Start looking in the marketplace. Is it financial coaching? Is it financial advising? Is it working for a bank? Is it teaching finances? Got to look into that. There's all you need. Go discover. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Are you feeling stuck and disengaged in your current job? If you're searching for a new job for any reason, the Get Hired live stream event on April the 27th is for you. At this event, you're going to learn how to get clear on what you do best, get qualified for the job you want, and get connected to job opportunities. No matter what your situation is, there is hope. Join me on Tuesday, April the 27th to take control of your career and start working toward what you were born to do. Text the word HIRED to 33789 to learn more. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. Prodding, sometimes pushing you to be who you were created to be, who someone out there needs you to be. Incidentally, we're going to be talking about wide open opportunity for way more of you than you realize. A career in technology. And I think for some, you're going, yep, Ken, I'm in. I want to. Got to get my financial house in order. I feel like I'm in the process of getting qualified. I'm going to address that. The barrier for entry is so low, and the Ken Coleman Show is partnered with Bethel Tech. And I mean, we talk about them every day on the show. This is a new article out from Forbes magazine that we're going to share with you. And let me tell you something, tech is hot, hot, hot. And we're going to talk about who needs to be thinking about it, who can do it, how low the barrier for entry is. All that coming up next segment. But first, 844-747-2577, the phone number to call. Taylor did, and it's his or her turn. You never know. You never know. Always is fun. Here we go. I love, by the way, when Stacy and I, here he goes. There's an ADHD moment here. When Stacy and I, you know, first started the whole kid thing, we were like, it was kind of fun for us to go, how many names? Like, we were doing the whole baby book name thing. And it was really kind of fun one time to go, let's think of all the names that definitely work, you know, boy, girl, whatever, you know, just use the names. Kind of fun. We got into that whole thing. So anyway, you never know. This is always fun. Sometimes I get a name up there that Madison or Amanda has to type in and give me the pronunciation because I really want to say it the right way. So this is fun. Here's all I know. We're going to Portland, Oregon, where Taylor joins us. Taylor, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Thank you, Ken, for taking my call.
Yes,
it's pronounced Taylor.
Taylor. I love that.
So, Ken, I'm calling you because I've been a hairdresser for 16 years. I'm at the top of my career. I own my own salon. I own my own business.
Great.
And I'm at this place where I'm not feeling the passion. And it's hard for me to come to work every day. And it's hard for me to do my thing, even though I have a completely full book of clients every day and I'm doing well. It's just hard to be here sometimes. And I don't know if I should switch careers. I don't know if this is just a regular burnout situation. Do I need to take a step back? I just don't know how to find the passion in what I'm doing after so long. The work feels very easy to me. The work feels very simple. And yeah.
Okay, now I can tell you right now, that's part of it. So you already gave me one big clue. The fact that it's so easy, you've gotten to a point, 16 years of doing hair. I mean, that's more than enough time to be a master of the craft. Would you agree?
Yeah, I completely agree.
I think there's a bit of boredom or another way of saying it is a bit of a lack of a challenge, you know, just standing there doing hair all day. That's part of what's going on. What else is going on that you can identify that you're just going, ugh?
I have a 2-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
And I want to be home more.
Got it.
And I'm working a lot.
Yep.
And every day feels like Groundhog Day. I mean, I can blame some of that on COVID for sure, but still, I come to work, I work my butt off, I go home, and I spend a little bit of time with my daughter, and then I just do it all over again.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
So, when you started out, how long did you have the juice, the fire for it? How long would you say that you didn't feel the way you feel now?
I'd say about 10 years. The first 10 years, I was struggling. I was grinding. I was doing everything I could to make it. And then I got a mentor, and I started making it. And then I opened my own salon, and I really started making it. And I feel like it was easier to struggle and grind than it is to be at the top.
You just nailed it.
I don't know.
Taylor, you made this really easy on me, and I'm grateful for it. This is really simple. When you were grinding to just stay alive at first, then I got to grind so maybe I can start my own thing, and you started experiencing great success, you weren't grinding anymore. And grinding isn't the place we always want to be in. However, what's really going on with the grind is that there's this very, very clear, crystal clear goal. And so you've accomplished those goals. Not only did you become successful, well, first it was you became good at your craft. Then you became successful financially. Then you started your own thing, which makes you, you know, in a very small percentage of people that own their own business that are crushing it. And so then you accomplished that goal. And now you're kind of like, it's Groundhog Day. I don't have a big mountain to climb. There's no mountain to climb. And then the one thing that's kind of pulling you back? Because you're going, I'm working really, really hard, but I'm not working hard for a specific thing. And now I miss my baby girl, and this is crazy. So I don't think this is necessarily switching careers. I think it needs to be a new challenge, and I think it's identifying what the new challenge is. So here's what I want to know. How many people do you have working for you in the shop?
None. It's just me. It's a private studio. There's three chairs, so I have room to grow. I'm just scared to grow because at one time I was a corporate salon manager, and I really was not good at managing.
Okay, well, great. That's good to know. But what if I told you you shouldn't manage, you should just be the owner, and you should start to scale back on some of your clients and bring others in, and then eventually you figure out how to hire somebody to run the place, and you stick to being this creative relationship guy?
That sounds great.
Okay, good. Well, I had to throw that out there to see how that sounded before we can start to put bricks, you know, brick and mortar together. So,
yeah.
So the first thing is you're crushing it financially, and you work for yourself. So I think the first thing you have to consider is pulling back on your hours. That would be the very first thing.
That's scary.
That's
scary.
Why? What's so scary about it? Let's own that. I'm okay with it being scary, but I want to figure out if fear is real or fear is lying.
Less money, really.
Yeah, but I thought you were killing it.
I am, but I'm also pretty close to the sole provider in my family.
Okay. So how many hours a week are you cutting here? On your feet.
45.
Okay. So if you backed it down to 40, it's not like you're working 50 to 60. I thought that's what I was going to hear. So the amount of time.
I used to, yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay. Are you really good at what you do? I know the answer, but I'm asking you for a reason.
I am really good at what I do.
Yeah. What do you charge for a female cut and color? Do you do all that, or is it just dudes? What are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah. No, as a female cut and color is $130. Haircuts are $60. Men's haircuts are $35.
Okay, great. So are you in the top, medium range, low range of that price point?
Medium range. I try to be accessible. I want as large of a clientele as possible, and I find being as accessible as possible in that middle range.
But there's your problem.
I've really grown my business.
I know it has. But here's the problem. You're starting to feel like you're going to flame out, this very thing that you used to love. And we've identified the reason that you don't feel the juice anymore. The reason you don't feel the juice anymore is you don't have a really big challenge in front of you, and you're missing your daughter, and there's no juice in the day. This isn't really about anything else. So you need to go, I want to grow this thing. How do I grow this thing? Well, you're afraid. Last time I was a corporate salon guy, I wasn't very good at leading. Well, you don't necessarily have to be to move from just one other person, or let's fill those other two chairs. Let's start making more money. And let's read some leadership books. Let's figure out how to do it in the early days, but just say to them, hey, what works for you? You used to work for somebody. Make leadership a little simpler. Don't be so scared of it. But you need to begin to expand and scale this thing so that you can keep making more money, but have more time at home. And I would tell you that at some point you're going to have to start, for your core customers who won't leave you, you got to start raising your prices. That's part of it. And I would try to get back to 40 hours. I'd try to get back to maybe 35. Or what if you work 4 days a week? Well, then go 4 days a week. Listen, the gal that cuts my hair has cut my hair for 15 years. She's killing it. Single chair. You ready for this? She cuts hair Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That's it. Now, she may work longer hours on those days, but you got more time with the baby girl when you're taking Fridays off. Here's my point. I'm brainstorming with you. You're a smart dude. You could figure this out. Start to scale this business. Start to raise your prices a little bit. Start to cut back a little bit and still make the same amount of money or make more money by scaling. So hang on the line. I want to get him a copy of Entree Leadership and start reading. Start telling him about the Entree Leadership podcast as well from Ramsey Solutions. Helping you get unstuck and then live and work on purpose. This is the Ken Coleman Show, bringing some purpose to talk radio. We don't need more politics. We need more men and women showing up every day, being the best version of who they were created to be. We believe pretty simply but pretty passionately that every man and woman on the planet was created to fill a unique role in their work. In other words, created to contribute. The world needs all of us to show up and give the gift away that we were given, the gifts of talent, the gifts of passion, the gifts of mission. Talent, obviously, it's what you do best. Passion, work you love to do. You get the juice doing it. And then mission, results that matter deeply to you. Those are the three gifts, talent, passion, and mission. 844-747-2577. Okay, I told you I wanted to talk about this. New article from Forbes magazine, and it's got me all fired up because of our very intentional partnership with Bethel Tech. More on them in a second. Headline says, why more young people should consider a career in tech? Well, the obvious reason is that they're all kinds of new career paths that didn't exist just a few years ago, and more that will continue to develop out of technology. Let me just give you the context for all of this. Folks, technology is in every industry. Well, I don't know, Ken. It's not in ministry. Okay, yeah, you're right. Churches don't use technology. You got me. I'm joking, Joe. Joe gets confused sometimes when I'm sarcastic. Nonprofit. Yep. Technology and nonprofit. Technology and agriculture. Yep. Technology and science. Yep. Technology and healthcare. Have I made my point? Technology is in every industry. More concrete data. Glassdoor recently reported that 22 of its 50 best jobs are tech-related. And here's the deal about tech jobs. Not only are they emerging, they're surging. Many sectors like hospitality and entertainment got crushed by COVID. Not technology. Technology jobs surged. Now, here's the problem. A lot of people, many of you listening right now, think that you aren't qualified and can't get qualified because you either don't have the talent, you don't have the time, or you don't have the money. That's simply not true. The barrier for entry is so low. That's why we partnered with BethelTech.net. Ryan, their CEO, has been on the program. I advertise them every day. I'm telling you, he was in the office recently. We were just talking and dreaming about how many people we want to help move into technology type jobs, eventually maybe be self-employed or make more money than they ever had before. I can't tell you how many parents I want to help, how many teenagers I want to help when they realize, wait a second, my kid doesn't need to go to a four-year school and spend hundreds of thousands of dollars, get in massive debt to have a technology career. I want to help kids who've got the chops go right out of high school, right into the workforce. Get to their dreams faster. Change other people's lives faster with the money they can give. That's why I signed up with Bethel Tech. You ready for this? If you're a Ken Coleman Show listener and you go to BethelTech.net today, you talk to them. Ask them all the questions. If it's a great fit for you and they can tell you, you don't need to have all this technology skill. We'll teach it to you. They will also let you cash flow your way through it, and that means you'll pay less than $15,000. And 9 months later, and less than $15,000, you're qualified. They have a 75% placement rate. You could get right in and be making $75,000 right out of the deal, and then in a year or two, be on your way, if not making six figures. Sky's the limit. BethelTech.net/Ken. BethelTech.net/Ken. Call them. Talk to them. You may not be able to do it right now, but 6 months from now, you can. Get clear on what the process looks like. That's why I partner with them. Now, listen, I touched on this a second ago. This is huge for Gen Z. These younger kids, I mean, Gen Z, they're so much more technically savvy than my generation, Gen X. Sadly, Madison, the producer, they're even more savvy than you, the millennial. It's just a fact. Technology's been completely intertwined with their life. The barrier for them to grab this stuff, so much easier. I mean, you think about it. I remember when Josie and Chase and Ty were little, Joe, and they the iPhone, they knew their way around the iPhone. I didn't have to tell them. I remember the first time Ty picked up the iPhone. I go, oh, good, good, this is going to be fun. This is going to be fun. See how he does with it, and I'm gonna teach him how to do it. No. These kids intuitively knew to swipe up. Like, I honestly blew my mind. You know? I still barely know how to turn my flashlight on and off properly. The other day in the office, 46-year-old dad Ken, I'm walking around the office and somebody on the team went, because they had my phone in my front pocket, they're like, hey, Dad, your flashlight's on. You know what I'm talking about? The phone the phone was face down against my leg, and I don't know how, but my thigh figured out how to turn the flashlight on, and that flashlight on those iPhones could literally sear your iris. So I'm walking around the office with the flashlight shining through my gray pants like I'm an oncoming train. You know? Gen Z, folks, they're so technology savvy. Them getting into a career in technology. Here's the thing. Ken, they want to get into healthcare. Great. Have them look into technology in healthcare. Hey, Ken, they want to get into this. Great. Have them look at technology in this field. Because if they get in the door with technology, remember, that's in the door. Then they can move around and up. So don't just assume that, well, my kid doesn't want to do technology. I didn't say they had to do that for the rest of their life, but you want to talk about entry level right now? Man, if your kid's got the tech skills or just the interest in doing it, it's unbelievable. And again, parents, do you want to try to get your kid figure out all of the ways you're going to have to do gymnastics and not pay for college? It's so so crazy expensive. Or do you want to say to your kid, hey, for less than 15 grand, you can go to BethelTech.net, do it from home, and work a full-time job. Pay your way through that. Get a nice new car. Hey, Junior, how would you like to be making 75 grand and driving a nice used car, not eating ramen noodles, not sitting in a class listening to a professor all day? Mom, Dad, what are we worried about? I'm telling you, this wave is coming, and I'm not anti-college, but I'm telling you, it's not for everybody, and my goodness gracious, technology, like the Bethel Techs, the Googles, they're doing technology training. A lot of companies are doing this. But they're out in front, folks. So I don't know what the stigma is for some people. But if your kid could go right from high school into the workforce in technology and make that kind of dough, come on, Mom and Dad. You know what's going on, Joe? Madison, a couple of Mom and Dads are going, forget about Sparky. I want to do it. Great. BethelTech.net/Ken. Call them up. Ask all the questions. They'll do it. I asked them. I said, would you guys do a cash option? So, again, this is right from the news. Tech is here to stay. It's evolving, I'm telling you, and it's not going anywhere. And you watch. Google announced a six-month program. A lot of big-time companies are going to be training people to join the workforce with very little to no experience. And it's not going away. So for some of you are going, Ken, I don't have the time and I don't have the money. That may not be true. And I think that's what you've got to start paying attention to. When we break down my stage two of the seven stages of meaningful work, stage one's get clear, stage two's get qualified. There are four questions I give you. What do I need to learn? Experience question. What do I need to do? Education question. What do I need to do? Experience. How much is it going to cost? Economic question. How long is it going to take? It may not take as long as you think. Get the answers to those questions, whether it's technology or any other field. The barrier for entry is not as high as you think. Don't move. More Ken Coleman Show coming right up. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you get clear so you can get qualified. We help you get connected so you can get started. We help you get promoted so you can get the dream job to then be able to give yourself away. Truly work like no one else by giving your gifts away. The gift of talent, what you do best. The gift of passion, work you love. And the gift of mission, the results you want to contribute to this world. The world needs you. Somebody specifically needs you to show up and be the best that you can be. Living and working on purpose isn't about us. It's about others. So if you want to answer that age-old question, what should I do with my life? I'm your coach. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Baltimore, Maryland. George is there. George, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
George, I'm living the dream. What's going on?
So I am in the process of a promotional examination. The first process where there's a test is completed. Now we're moving on to the oral interview part. Mm-hmm. So I have two questions. I have a silly question first and then kind of a more serious question second.
Okay, great.
So the first one that's kind of silly, with COVID and everything going on currently, before this, I would walk into the oral interview panel of peers, not peers that I work with, but peers from other areas of the state, and firmly shake their hand, introduce myself. What do you do now with COVID? Do you still walk in and shake their hand? Do you take sanitizer with you and offer sanitizer after you shake their hand?
Stop right now. Stop. Stop. Okay. You're definitely not going to walk in with your own sanitizer thing hooked to your belt like you're some sort of maintenance guy. What I would do, the safe route is to go in and when you walk in, say hello, big smile, lots of confidence, shoulder back, and throw out the fist bump. That's I think everybody's feeling okay with a fist bump. I think if you offer the elbow and somebody's not seen that elbow nonsense, then you run the risk of like, what's wrong with him? Does he have some sort of twitch? Fist bump, I think, is universally accepted. But yeah, there you go. Just this number right there. And you can say, if you're all right with a fist bump, good. I'm good with a handshake. Have some fun with it. You know, just own it.
Okay.
But nothing more. Nothing more. Anything more than that is just unnecessary, and it makes you look weird, awkward. So don't do it.
Right. I haven't had the opportunity for an interview since this has gone on, so just trying to clarify.
By the way,
I don't want to ruin my chances.
Yeah, that's not a silly question. That's a legitimate question. So go with the least, you know, scary thing. But if everybody's masked up in there, you know, you don't even have to put out the old fist bump. You know, I think everybody's fine with a fist bump, but I could be wrong. You got some really freaked out, scared people in this world. So you could walk in with just a big old smile and then respond to what they do. So that's another option.
Right.
All right. What's the serious question?
So the serious question is, almost always the first question in this interview panel is, why are you the best candidate for the position? And it kind of... It's a career fire department, so I'm trying to get promoted to an officer position.
Got it.
The town that I live in, I was fire chief in, so I have the experience doing the job.
Why do you want to be in leadership in this fire department?
I eventually would like to be a fire chief in a career department somewhere, either the one that I'm currently at. Or
okay, great. So what you just told me there is you're ambitious. Ambition's not enough to get the job. Ambition's not enough to impress them. I want to know why do you want to lead firemen? Give me a real enthusiastic, passionate answer right now. Go.
Because I believe that this is a great career for people that would be out there helping others. And I am very good at leading people and training the new generation coming up and leading them the correct path.
All right. I'm going to give you a B+ on that answer. All right.
Okay.
It's a B+. Let me tell you the A answer to the question. Now that I know what I know, let me give you the A+ answer to why are you the best candidate? Well, I don't know if I'm the best candidate. That ultimately is up to you, but I could tell you this, no one that you'll interview cares as much or more than I do about serving people in our community and serving the other firemen and women who sign up to put their lives on the line to protect what is most valuable to the people of our community, their lives, their belongings. And this is the ultimate service job. And so, you know, no one's going to care more than me. And I don't know if you'll interview more people who love leading people as much as I love leading people, not just serving as a firefighter, but leading and serving other firefighters. I love it. In fact, I'm not sure what I love more, saving someone from a fire or serving a man or woman in our department. Woo, that's a good answer. I hope somebody recorded that. That's a really good answer. What do you think,
that's
George?
That's exactly what I was just sitting here thinking, that, man, I wish I would have been able to write that down, because that is an A-plus answer.
I try to deliver. Here's the good news. We will podcast today's show within an hour or two or something. Joe will have it up. So you can fast forward to your phone call, and you can write that sucker down. But is that true, or is that just Ken's really romantic version of what I would say?
No, that's true.
Then say it that way.
That's the truth.
Then say it, and say it with some juice, George. That's going to blow their mind. That's my advice for anybody.
I have never heard any other candidates come out and say that.
Right, because nobody says it. Because everybody takes the question so literally, and they're like, well, I'm the best candidate. And they start going, well, am I bragging right now, or am I being humble? And it all of a sudden, it turns into this mental pretzel. Just go, hey, well, I appreciate the question, but ultimately I can't answer that. That's your job to tell you who the best candidate is. And I don't know the other candidates, but I can tell you this about me. Here's what I want you to know about me. You won't find it, and then you just go right into that deal. And that's a really, really nice way to do that. But
yes, it is.
For the rest of you out there who get that question, do a little bullfighter. Ole, ole, ole. You know, just kind of side, whoo, let that bull run right through there with that question. Go, look, I appreciate the question. So you start to sound like a politician, and then you actually deliver the goods, which means you're no longer a politician. So you actually answer the question, but go ahead and go. But don't try to answer it from how you're better than everybody else. It's not about that. What they're really trying to say is, why should we hire you? And that's the question they're asking. So
yes.
Do it with confidence. You need to talk about why you love being a firefighter and why you love leading people. And by the way, I would just go back and listen to the podcast. I don't even need to say anymore. You know, Joe, that was literally, like, sometimes I just got a full confession here. So when I started into that, Joe, I had every belief that I was going to deliver an A-plus answer. But I've made it up on the fly. So you know when you kind of think you're going to deliver an A-plus, but deep down inside you're like, well, I mean, I'm going to try to deliver an A-plus answer. Folks, let me just tell you something. There's a bunch of you that need to go back and listen to the podcast of this show. Because that right there is how you answer it. You just substitute your information in there. People want to know if you're going to help them win. That's why they ask that question. Why are you the best candidate? But when you start trying to walk this tightrope of, am I being cocky or arrogant? Am I being humble enough? While you're trying to answer the question, it makes you look like you don't, you know, because it's really hard to process and answer that at the same time. So when I talk in the How to Win the Interview Guide, which is free at kencoleman.com, some of you need to download it now. That's one of the things we prepare you for. That's what you do. You can't compare yourself to people you don't know. So take a chill pill. Think through that long before you get in the interview, and here's what you're addressing when you get that question. The job description as it is, why you love the work, and what you're going to bring to the table that no one else can equal. And that's always about care. Caring, caring, caring. All right, I got to go. But don't forget, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like the Dr. John Deloney Show.
Hey good folks, this is John, host of the Dr. John Deloney Show. On this show, I talk to real people just like you who are wrestling through relationship issues, mental health challenges, annoying people. We're talking about anything and everything. I am here to walk with you, and it starts now.
Subscribe to the Dr. John Deloney Show wherever you listen to podcasts.